Well, another Veterans Coffee taking place tomorrow in Marshfield. And joining us this morning with a preview is the town's Director of Veteran Services, Karen Paulette, and Assistant Director of Veteran Services, Lisa Potts. Good morning to you both, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So this is a program that began last month.
Yes. It did.
So how's it been going so far?
It was great. We had a great turnout. It was great. We met a lot of new veterans, got to make contact with them, and a lot of private conversations was nice, like one-on-one, just general questions. So there is a lot of unknown out there for these veterans.
It was a nice big group, a lot of camaraderie, new friendships made. It was really nice.
Now, what can one expect from one of these coffees?
Just that.
Coffee.
Yeah.
I think with the military, there's that instant camaraderie. When we see each other, you don't even have to know them. You just have that instant connection, mm-hmm. which is just such a great feeling. And, you know, it brings out some of their feelings that maybe they haven't talked about with their family. Maybe they haven't discussed with their kids. And it kind of just eases that burden a little bit. So maybe when they do go home, they do feel comfortable kind of talking about their history, which I think a lot of the kids really want to know about their parents' histories.
Now, for somebody to participate in this, is there any kind of a fee or a registration required?
No RSVP required, no registration. Just come on down to the Senior Center or at the Marshfield COA. No fee.
Absolutely not.
Nope. And is this also open to families of veterans or just veterans only?
It's really, the room that we have is pretty tight. Mm-hmm. So we, if a veteran needs to bring their spouse, that's fine. Not sure about the room for entire families, but it's really, you know, just a place for the veteran to meet with other veterans and socialize, and also for us to be there to answer those questions that they've always wanted to ask somebody but maybe don't know who to ask.
Fair enough. Now, is this also for Marshfield residents only?
No, you just have to be able to go to the COA, the Council on Aging, which is on Webster Street. And Lisa and I are going to do a little. We've noticed over our time here, a lot of the basic information our veterans don't know. We're so surprised. So we're going to do a little like myth or fact kind of fun thing and see what our veterans know and what they think they know.
All right. Now, I also wanted to comment because today is a special observance today, and it's Hire a Veteran Day.
Yes, it is.
I thought it was National Hot Fudge Sunday.
It's that, too. It's both. So we get to have hot fudge and get a job.
Yes, exactly. You can hire a veteran. But tell us a little bit about why it's important to recognize this day.
So I think that our veterans are, those who have served have this innate ability to be, you know, responsible. They have a need to maximize their abilities and to, for me, it's just to, you know, help others and
pay it forward.
You know, it's pay it forward. So I think that our veterans are in need of work. I think a lot of them do want to work. They just maybe don't know where to go. So if we have a lot of businesses out there, do refer themselves to us to see, hey, do you have a veteran I want to hire? They feel like they're just going to get someone who already is going to be
qualified.
Timely, you know, honest, and, you know, the things that embody a veteran just from the inside.
All righty. Well, thank you. And so the Veterans Coffee Hour will be taking place tomorrow morning. That's going to be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Marshfield Council on Aging, 230 Webster Street in Marshfield. Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining us, and happy National Hire a Veterans Day, and happy Hot Fudge Sunday.
thank you, Dan.